language. It's a weekly show by Carnegie Mellon University MFA students in contextual practice seminar, investigating their context through sound. Wednesdays, 10 to 11 p.m. Welcome to Radio Read Me, the one and only campus talk show that's dedicated to telling you news that didn't happen when you don't want to hear it. Broadcasting weekly Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m., Read Me has curated a list of dedicated callers, brilliant liars, complete buffoons, and shoddy truth tellers to bring you something completely not worth your time. Carnegie Mellon may be our little circle of hell, but at least you'll have a little something to keep you company. Without further ado, the KHB, no, not that one, presents Radio Read Me with Kevin Klucznik.
yourself and see your sorrow. Make every picture clean. Take a mop to swab the floor.
Either way, dear, please won't Make up your sweet mind. Don't keep me swinging all the time. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Oh, babe, I go up and down. My heart spins round and around. I'm walking on air, getting nowhere. Can't swing much longer. Don't get no stronger. And only you can set me free. Just say, take me or get you hence. But don't sit on that fence, 'cause my suspense is killing me. To love you can't be a crime. Don't keep me swinging all the time.
Oh, it's delightful, delightful, delightful. I wish I could sing like that. But it's not everything singing, you know. It just isn't. I mean, the Boches are no man's fool, let's face it. And the only important thing these days is, well, in my opinion at least, is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody is what the public want. And my Jove, they're going to get it as far as I'm concerned. Oh, Jove, yes. Now, wait a minute, I've got my little ukulele here. Illustrate really fully what I mean. My feet are swinging, my head is spinning. You've got me dangling on a line. Oh yes, you've got me spinning all the time. It's not quite right yet, I grant you, but it'll come, it'll come. Just a matter of practice, that's all. Come back on that in a moment, if I may.
Down in the Atlantic on a nasty afternoon, then some Yankee ship is in a great big convoy too. Mr. Knox said, swim, swim, you're safe. So they swam and they swam, happy and brave. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, whoopee, hooray. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, we're on our way. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, with no delay. The Yankees are coming, hip, hip, hooray. Whee, yellow little ship, we're soon in Africa. That's the place I always, always long to go. Yes, said a second ship, it's a marvelous to me. Another tiny ship said, we rule the seven seas. Suddenly, my God, there was an awful blow. Everybody yelled, that must be U-boat, though. Crash, boom, it's a maze. What a jam and a spam all over the place. All the little shippies had to go down. German sailors had a swingy day and really went to town. And the moral of this story, don't believe in Mr. Knox. Yankees, look out for more shocks. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, waddum, choo. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, waddum, choo. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, waddum, choo. Stay at home, little shippies, and then you'll be safe.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Yes. anybody in the way, robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical man. I can fix an automobile. I can put up a Christmas tree. I can milk a cow. I can mow a lawn. I can pour you a cup of tea. But I'm looking for someone who could help me to charge my coil and fill me up with batteries and feed me my daily oil. I would not care at all if she looked like a garbage can. Does anybody here know a robot girl who wants to meet a mechanical, 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 oh no.
Нет, шнап, вот это ключ, надо, надо, нет, вот надо, лять, надо, тот, надо, нет, шнап, нет, нет, шнап, нет, нет, вот надо, нет, 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 вот это, нет, надо, шнап, нет, тот, нет, 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 нет.
Zu, 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 zu Nickten mir die
Crapulent, crapulent, corpulent, indolent, petulant, toenail fungus, smegma, Nazis. Hi, we're talking about fear of weird utterances and cursed words. And have you ever been sweared at in a language other than your American language? And it would fly past your head if it wasn't for the fact that there is a whole change in timbre, whole change in behavior, facial grimaces, and, you know, an intense laser-like focus on your ugly face that caused offense. Something or other, your behavior, whatever. It's really unsettling when you are sweared at in a foreign language. And somehow even more so than in your own native tongue, because it's so mysterious. Again, we're talking about logos, the power of words. And I guess there's a lot of attending things that make them so powerful. You know, suspended on their own without any sanguine presence, someone speaking it, spitting at you, whatever. However they're approaching you with a particular word. Well, I take that back. Even in print, I mean, there is just a barrage of impressions. I mean, if somebody says to you, poop, I mean, you know, not a pleasant thing. It makes you think about poop. So, you know, the flourish of images that it brings. So when I was younger and I would be helping my dad with projects around the house, You know, just kind of male bonding, boy and dad kind of stuff. When my dad, you know, had an incredible ability to figure things out mechanically, a gift that I do not have. And, you know, it wasn't that he had been trained in this stuff. I mean, he just was able to hash it out in a very good way, you know, in a very good way. It was just a natural gift of his talent. Now, my father, was a very charming man. But when he would get angry in these projects, now the thing about it, my father was a Ukrainian immigrant, so he would start swearing in Ukrainian. And these words, some of them I knew, but most of them I didn't, because it was almost like, it was like a foreign language above and beyond Ukrainian, which I can't speak. And you know, the particulars of his supposed cursing were just unknown to me. And I mean, what attended that was just the row on his face and anger and just, you know, lightning flashing. And it was like something almost akin to hitting your thumb with a hammer. So it was something that was very penetrating. Even if it wasn't directed at you, it was very, very scarifying, very scarring. Something that I still remember, and it's been retained in the folds of my brain. Now, the interesting thing is, over the years, I learned that actually it wasn't swearing. It wasn't that he was saying anything really nasty. This seems to be peculiar to Eastern Europeans of a certain age, because what my dad was wishing on that plank, that 2x4, was the plague visiting it. Yes, the plague. There were all kinds of invectives that solely located around wishing something or someone the plague to befall them. I mean, it was the stupidest thing, the plague. And I had a professor in anatomy, and he was Hungarian. And I don't know, I think I would, I don't know, you know, why it occurred to me to remember my dad, you know, swearing these things, and that I had learned that they were actually not familiar kinds of vulgarities or curses, but something that was very archaic, the plague of all things. And this Hungarian professor told me, he says, you know, it's the same thing in his nationality. You know, of a certain age, people would wish, I mean, you would think a certain age would be like, what, the 13th, 14th century? But no, I mean, it's something that, you know, the plague is still around, third world countries. I mean, it probably will get worse now, given who is the secretary of, I'm not going to go into it, but I mean, it's things that just perpetuate these free-floating, sweary, shouty words that really, when translated, are weird invectives that really have no power over us in terms of anything familiar. They're kind of funny and silly. Well, anyway, I want you to think, in order to heal yourself, I want you to think about your own shouty, sweary, or just even nasty smegma-related words, things that bug you, okay? We're going to continue.
Kaleidoscope. Tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Thursdays at 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests.
Of triumph onto the city, to the royal palace. Now the farce is almost over. Forward, my fiery steed. Let's hear your final cry.
In the 1950s, Martin Denny created a musical genre that evoked the mystery and sensuality of the jungle. Exotica, his signature tune, was called Quiet Village.
Talk the practice. was always hype. And with me and the crew to lead a shin pit, I would've killed him just my type. Saw the flesh, his little frame, I ain't lying, thought she was fine. To speak of this, no gated kitchen, I knew that she was fine. Took her to the limousine, still parked outside. I did the chauffeur when it was over, and I gave her my own ride.
My nerves are running. and tell Melody what happened. Be a big girl.
Last night, Yogi was outside, and Mommy whispered to him, and then he was...